Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have a little Georgia pride here. So there's a new study by Wallet Hub that says three Georgia cities are ranked among the best and four amongst the worst. Okay? If you live in Duluth, you guys were ranked in the 91st percentile, which is pretty dang good.
All right.
Alpharetta, you are 95th. Woo! And according at least to Wallet Hub, the best little town to live in Georgia is Woodstock.
How about that? Ooh.
Someone's just telling me about their downtown area. It's like super, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the worst. Bless you. Stonecrest.
Mm.
East Point.
Mm.
And LaGrange.
Which we have been to.
And I would agree.
It was a
scary night. It wasn't so much the city, which we didn't really even get to see.
We did not. We saw nothing. To be fair, we saw nothing of LaGrange.
Nothing. I brought a busload of people down because I got nominated to be in the Georgia Hall of Fame, just knowing I was getting in. So we all partied on the way down there, got there, sat through a 2.5 hour ceremony while they're rattling off everybody else's names, and I didn't get in.
Yeah. It was. The Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, and then we're all sitting at you had to buy, and it was not cheap. And Bert had an entire bus full of staff members and friends,
two tables worth of people,
and every time they announce somebody's name, I'm sitting there holding my iPhone, and then they say somebody else's name, and I have to pull it down and delete it, and then live it back.
We went the entire night.
It's one of the most uncomfortable nights of my life, man, and just everybody looking at me like, so awkward. What do we do now?
It was seriously like they called literally everyone else's name.
Everybody else who was nominated.
And somebody not have a voice or something like that, and they still won.
Some guy wasn't even in radio.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think he just owned a radio.
There's also some post-mortem nods as well. Like people who weren't unalived were getting in, and Bert sitting there at a table and, you know, not getting in.
I think people from Radio Shack were getting awards. Not me, but that's in LaGrange. Love ya.
All right, so a Burt Show family member sent me an email, and she wants to call out the BFF brides. So if you remember, this was a texting tutor we did not that long ago where there are two best friends getting married. They're going to be maid of honors in each other's wedding, and one is getting married next fall. The other one was pushing her wedding because she needed to, like, save up money to do it. But the in-laws swooped in, said, hey, here's a bunch of money. She decided to move up her wedding date and scheduled it 2 weeks before her best friends. And we were trying to text with her to be like, hey, can you please push your wedding date? Mm. Because it's going to be too hectic. It's going to be stressful. You're not going to be able to be there for each other like you want to be. And she was not receiving this, right? She was like, no, it'll be fine. But the Burt Show listener we were texting for was very distraught about this and was not happy with this. Well, I got an email from a Burt Show listener saying, me and my best friend got married weeks apart, and it was the best thing ever, and these two need to get over themselves.
Okay.
All right, it goes, hey, Kristen, I'm invested in the story of the friends that ended their friendship over their wedding dates. I heard the follow-up today, and I can't stand by anymore and let people bash BFFs getting married close together. This is wild to me. My best friend and I got married less than a month apart. And when I say best friend, I mean I was her maid of honor and she was mine. We never once questioned our close wedding dates being an issue, and the idea of ending our friendship is actually beyond comprehension. It 100% required a lot of planning and organization. We looked at the calendar far in advance. Her wedding was first, so we planned her shower, then mine a few weeks later. We planned her bachelorette, and then mine a few weeks later. And if you're wondering, how did you have time to support each other? It's never easier to support someone when you are in the same season of life as them. Nobody understood the stress. Nobody related to how happy I was. Nobody wanted to hang out and work on wedding stuff quite like my best friend going through the exact same thing at the exact same time. We would get together and work on our wedding, then my wedding, or we would get together and work on her wedding and then my wedding. We both had been researching for our own wedding, so we were the most prepared to help the other one. We were co-wedding experts. For us, it was no different than being excited to have babies close together with a friend. So you can be pregnant together and be in that season of life together too. And not shocking, we had baby girls less than 6 months apart this year, and it's the best ever. That girl does not need to end her friendship over this. This is such a waste of a lost friendship over this made-up idea that they can't have close weddings. There is no reason they shouldn't both get the fall wedding of their dreams and their best friend by their side. Sincerely, a bestie bride. P.S., in case someone asks, we did not have arguments or issues the entire year of wedding planning.
All right, so let me ask the women of the Burt Show, because when it comes to wedding stuff, Mo and I are sort of on the outside looking in tailgating. So I understand what she's saying, and I'm glad it worked out for her, but it certainly seems to me like 90% of the emails we've ever taken on this are women upset that they're wedding day is going to be close to either a family member's or a best friend's.
Getting upstaged in some way. Yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I'm so happy that this worked out for the best for her. I'm wondering if this is the unicorn and like this is the exception, not the rule.
I feel like it's the unicorn because I'm trying to put myself in her position. So I'm one of the maid of honors in my cousin's wedding, and my mom and her sister are also very involved in the wedding planning process, and we're all in this big group chat called wedding planners. And if we were also trying to plan my wedding at the same time, I think it would be absolute chaos because you have so many dates that can be conflicting, and then there's so many moving parts. Like, we are planning the bridal shower for January, but then the venue's not getting back to us and we have to figure out the right invitations. I mean, there's so many moving parts that I'm so glad for you that it did work out, because it sounds like the perfect scenario. But I think with most people planning weddings, it can be so overwhelming that it really does take a toll on the relationship.
Okay, so Cassie, get in on this. United Nations comes to you three and they say, okay, today is the day. You have to come up with a universal amount of time between your wedding and either your best friend's wedding or another relative. Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it 9 months? What is that day?
For me, it would be next season.
A whole year?
No, not year. The next season. So if I'm married in the spring, summer is yours.
Okay.
To me, because that marks a transition, that's enough time. But honestly, for me, if I were really sitting here thinking about it, I feel like 2 months would be fine. I wouldn't have an issue. If it's less than that, then I'd be like, we're going to have problems with family members making both of events. And that's what it is for me. Like, if we're getting married around the same time, then people are going to choose between us. And I want everybody who wants to be there to be there.
Because weddings are expensive. And for guests, if there's travel involved, like if somebody's doing a destination wedding and then you're like, doing a destination wedding?
So Cristonia, the country of Cristonia, says what?
I'm with Cassie. 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
I feel like you need at least 2 months.
I think 2 months, but really I think best case scenario is at least three.
Mm.
Okay. The season thing seems to work.
But yeah, it feels different. Mm-hmm. And that's weird. Like, even if I got married in like March and you took like a month later or 2 months later, it feels different because it's transitionally different. And in everyone's heads, it also feels like a different time of year.
It has been said. It is now international law.
Okay. Says who?
Says the Burt Show.
Okay.
The Burt Show.